and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today I am broadcasting from beautiful downtown Glendale via Skype. I can't believe it. I am in the offices of Thrively.com, who will be joining us. Their two heads will join us lately because we have some vacant spots because Cheryl and Harley LeBon is not available with us this week. Today we're going to talk about Thrively.com, and we're also going to talk about there's no such thing as unconditional love. That's this week's column. You can find my columns all over worldwide or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You've got a great drop-down menu of lots of things to do, see, and participate in. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Also, you can join the Dad Chat community on Google+. Today's guests are Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for some therapy. As I said, Cherilyn LeBon is unavailable today, but we've got two very special guests in her stead. Girish Vengat and John Kraft, the founder and CEO, respectively, of a brand new website for parents to find their kids' passions and strength. It is called Thrively.com. The new Because I Said So comic strip is Dad Does the 12 Steps. And tonight at Dad Chat, we're going to look at how to take your invention to market or take that great idea your kid has. It can be done. And we have an expert, Tamara Monosoff, to teach us the tools to do it. Dad Chat gets together every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. for your East Coasters. But the Dad Chat community is 24/7. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is twerking on Lemur Island. Yes, Lemur Island is a real place. It's in Madagascar, and I was there earlier this year, and I was a little bit stunned to see that twerking goes on Lemur Island in Madagascar. That is the power of today's social media, the power of technology in the world. We have one more show to do after today. Today is our 225th radio show after over 4 years. 226 is next week. We'll do a little bit of a reminisce about the 4 years that we've been on air. And that will be next week, July 31st, 2014. So I wrote a column. There's no such thing as unconditional love. I know a lot of people think that love can be unconditional. And I assert that every kind of love has conditions. In marriage, we expect certain things from our partner. In fact, in Judaism, when you get married, you actually sign, in many cases, something called a ketubah, which is literally a marriage contract. Now, most secular Jews sign this contract. It's written in Hebrew. They don't have a clue of what they're signing, but it's basically many of the same things that you hear in the traditional vows of honor and faith and fidelity. But I would say that every marriage has conditions. We don't often like to think about it because just like a prenuptial arrangement, it sounds so unromantic. But I know in my marriage, this being a second marriage, my wife expects certain things from me and I expect certain things from her. We have a very good arrangement. I pay for everything and she takes care of everything. It works. She believes she's getting the raw end of the deal. But I think quite the opposite, actually. I think she's got a great lifestyle that I help provide, and she, of course, makes my life that much better. But that is our deal, and we talk about it. We adjust our expectations from each other to the deal. So I say that there is such a thing as conditional love. Our therapist says it's marriage is called Let's Make a Deal. Now, the more complicated area of unconditional love is when it comes to your kids. Most people and parents like to think they unconditionally love their children. But when your child, God forbid, becomes a drug addict or commits crimes, are you going to love them the same? You may love them, but you may not like them the same. It's not that simple. For me, the only unconditional love that is out there that is pretty pure is that of our dogs with us. I think our dogs do love us unconditionally. They even love those masters, or so to speak, or dog owners that are abusive. So that's a level of unconditional love that is biological. I don't know that it's a choice. Anyway, I'm going to cut this segment a little short because I want to have time with my special Thrively.com guests that are coming up right after these messages. Salad, you know what to do.